Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has named the latest addition to his cabinet. The city's new fire commissioner, 53-year-old Joseph Finn, has been a member of the department for nearly 30 years. He most recently served as deputy chief. WBUR's Dolores Handy has more on Finn's promotion.
Joseph Finn joined the Boston Fire Department in 1984 and rose to become the deputy fire chief. Promoted to that rank 13 years ago, he was the longest-serving deputy chief. Mayor Marty Walsh says Finn gained his confidence earlier this year when he was the incident commander of the Beacon Street fire, which claimed the lives of two firefighters. Finn says his first order of business will be to formulate a new command staff. And among his priorities?
Diversity is an issue. We need to make sure the department is reflective of the citizens they serve.
Finn says 32% of fire department employees are people of color in a city that's more than 50% minority. Rayshon Johnson, president of the Boston Society of Vulcans, an organization made up of firefighters of color, says he welcomes Finn's appointment. But Johnson says the number of people of color in the department is declining.
A lot of the older guys are retiring in the next 5 to 10 years, so we're not getting replaced on the job. So soon enough, our number is going to dwindle to nothing on the Boston Fire Department.
Commissioner Finn says he plans to take action to increase minority representation.
So we need to reach out into the minority communities, form partnerships and outreach programs to attract minority veterans and make them aware of the opportunities to become a Boston firefighter.
Residency is an issue for the new fire commissioner, who currently lives in Quincy. He has a year to move into the city, which he says he will do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
Finn replaces Fire Commissioner Roderick Frazier, who stepped down earlier this year. In the position, he also acts as fire chief. John Hassan has been serving since then on an interim basis.